Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word.
It's good to reflect on this verse from Mark 10:15. Jesus says, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." In the context of that story, basically, children are coming to Jesus. The disciples are kind of trying to hold them off a little bit. And Jesus says, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." And then he goes on to say what's on the screen. "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And as we've talked about before, it's important to notice the distinction between childish and childlike. And there's a difference. Being childish is being selfish and focused on, you know, me. That's not what it is to be childlike. And so what is it to be childlike in this context? Well, let me highlight just two things. First of all, children are dependent upon others. They might not always admit it, but children are dependent upon others. Second, they trust that those taking care of them, generally speaking, are actually going to take care of them. And this is a reminder that all of us need, and part of the reason we need that is because when we think of redemption, salvation, forgiveness, forever with God, it's just so easy to fall back into that thinking that it's all up to us, it's based on my moral performance, it's based on me having all the answers, but that is simply not true. Central to the gospel, the good news of the Christian faith, is this idea of grace. And grace really means God's free generosity towards us that we do not deserve, but he gives it to us anyway. Not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross and in and through the empty tomb. This is a free gift that God gives to us in grace, amazing grace, and that we receive in simple, childlike faith. And so we are dependent not upon ourselves, but upon Jesus. And we trust that the one who is taking care of us actually knows what he is doing. And all the people of God said,
Amen.